three nights, and many other things that are showing that their job is to kill people and to harass.
The apprehended delinquent youths are in custody, and Littoral's governor promises that the law must take its course.
And from today, there are eight of them that are at the judiciary police office. And all of them are just begging a pardon, but there's no pardon because somebody is killed and we have to take the other one.
The population has been enjoined to find refuge in the forces of law and order rather than doing so on social media platforms, for solutions will not come from there.
There's no way to go to the social media and say that Douala is not a living place. A lady went and showed that he was wounded in his left hand, but he was not wounded at the place of Njonjo.
Peace, security, and order must reign in Douala. Administrative and security authorities are bent on making that happen. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Served them right. With the heavy rainfall for the last part of September, Boya continues to be at risk of floods due to human activity. Many houses constructed on waterways in Boya, especially on the foot of the mountain, and the persistent illegal forest damage have caused the officials to send a warning signal. They, however, announced plans to curb the ongoing phenomenon, as we hear in this report by Annabelle Ndike Enoyan.
The town of Boya, for close to a decade, has experienced an influx of people, which has led to the increase of urban disorder, such as the construction of houses on waterways, poor disposal of waste in gutters, among others. A situation which, according to the second deputy mayor of the Boyo Council, Mukoso Edward, can lead to floods and other hazards.
Taking into consideration its geographical location, is prone to issues of waterways, which has to be given due attention.
He adds that the Boyo Council has put in place measures to stop the phenomenon.
The council, in collaboration with Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, we have been carrying out reforestation at the mountain and advising the population not to carry out illegal logging. Council will be working with our technical service, maybe demolishing after due notification. We have been sensitizing them not to dump waste on gutters, because if they do so, it will block waterways. In the years ahead, a disaster risk response plan will be put in place, and at the end of the day, we'll have a municipality that will have kind of reduced water effects.
The population of Boya is therefore called upon to respect the laws put in place to avoid exposing the lives of the people at risk. Annabelle Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Thousands of young advanced level holders are following pre-registration formalities in order to secure their place within various state universities in the country. At the University of Yaoundé 1, an orientation committee made up of older students has been put in place to help in showing the right steps to newcomers. Maimuna Njoya tells us more from CRTV Center.
Classes have resumed in some private higher institutions of learning, but as regards state universities, this is the time for pre-registrations. At the oldest university in Cameroon, that of Yaoundé 1 in the Gwaikele neighborhood, students come and go, while new students concentrate on pre-registration formalities, which started on the 5th of September for those of the Faculty of Science and the 16th of September for those of the Faculty of Arts. We have others who had interrupted classes for 1 or 2 years and have now decided to resume.
It has been tough because there's population and it's difficult to service everybody at a time, so we have to wait.
Since I blocked my matricule, I came to reactivate it.
But the most important thing in this process is to know exactly who to talk to, because those who are eligible to guide freshmen are dressed either in green, orange, or blue sleeveless vests.
My name is Ngachu Biege Paul Frank. We are a service of orientation. We are there to fight the corruption. So we tell them what they are supposed to do when they come there.
Besides filling a form online and paying a sum of 10,000 francs, new students must have medical booklets which will enable them to undergo a number of tests such as hepatitis B and visual impairments. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
In the Northwest region, officials of the University of Bamenda have mentioned that all is set for the smooth kickoff of the 2024-2025 academic year, set to begin on October 7, 2024. They also highlight that much has been done in terms of construction and renovation of infrastructure to accommodate the growing population of students admitted this year, and their security has also been taken into consideration. More on that story with Clenis Ayambom Anego in Bamenda.
The University of Bamenda, also known as the University of the Future, boasts of at least 20,000 students each school year, with an annual intake of over 5,000. With the upcoming academic year previewed to begin on October 7th, the Director of Student Affairs, Professor Anong Demian Nota, assures the students of proper accommodation, feeding and health care.
At the level of the hostels, the cleaners are all there presently trying to clean the rooms. We are trying to get the pitches ready for sports. We have a health center that is functioning properly.
In terms of infrastructure, the Director for Development, Physical Plan and Infrastructure, Professor Fogwe Zifanyanji, talks of renovations and construction of new facilities to ease studies.
We repaired some of the leaking roofs at the student halls of residence. We refurbished the damaged equipment, both electricity, plumbing, and carpentry. It's all set to begin.
The security of students on and off campus has also been put to check, with members of the university community advised to avoid nightly activities and be one another's keeper. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Let's now go over to Bafoussam, headquarters of the West region of the country, where there is this ongoing debate on whether it is a good idea for a man to move into a woman's house, even if they have just officialized their marriage. Kelvin Nebo has been talking with some city dwellers and compile their views in the following report.
The people of the West region are very attached to their culture. Most of them say it is normal for a woman to move into a man's house and not the contrary.
To me, in an African society, I don't think that it is even normal for a man to go and live with a woman. It is better for a woman to go stay with the poor man. But for a woman to marry a man, it's not good.
It's not normal. For me, it's not possible for a man to leave his house and be staying somewhere like that.
Those of the same opinion say it is the easiest way for the man to lose his respect once and for all.
He lays down his pride to carry himself and go to a woman.
It's abnormal. I can't abandon my house to go and stay with a woman. Maybe you have observed that the woman has something you are gaining from. Maybe there are some men who discover that this woman is rich. They have 2 vehicles, 3 vehicles.
There are some Bafoussam city dwellers with a different opinion. They think all that matters is love, and once it reigns supreme, there is no debate.
Relationships all about happiness. For one, if I'm in love today and the guy is not able and I'm from a wealthy home, I'm able. All I need is just to join our hands together. We'll see how we can make our lives. Even coming stay with me, that should be no problem, because I will still see if he can do something to see that we can live a better life. So for me, coming to stay with a woman, I don't see me anything bad in it, no matter who stays with who.
It is true, in the African society, people will look at it as a taboo, that a man going to live with a woman. Relationship between a man and a woman is all about understanding. It might happen that maybe the woman is established before the man.
Who do we turn to get an appropriate answer than the Almighty, who created man and woman? He says in his word, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother to be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Kelvin Embo, for the regional news in Bafusam.
At 18 past 2, we put a cap on this edition of the regional news, but before we go, here's a recap of our major headlines. 8 gang members belonging to the group dubbed Limi Crop have been arrested and detained for their alleged murder of a young man in the economic capital city Douala over the weekend. Universities in Cameroon brace up for the 2024-2025 academic year. We got echoes of preparations in the course of the newscast. This edition was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osumba in Yaoundé. Thanking you for listening.